AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is linking the seizure of an oil tanker off Venezuela to anti-drug efforts, telling a House committee.
It was a successful operation directed by the president to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland, is unconvinced.
Their claims that this is about going after drugs or holding people accountable for drugs is just a bunch of nonsense. It's a cover story. And what happened with the ship is an example of how that's just a cover story. The real goal here is clearly regime change in Venezuela and accomplishing regime change by force.
Meantime, Ed Donahue reports the Senate took up health care subsidies.
Senate Republicans just shoved the American people off the side of a cliff with no parachute and with an anchor tied to their feet.
That is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Senate rejected legislation to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits.
Now Republicans have all but guaranteed that tens of millions of people will see their premiums double or triple or more next year. Republicans now own America's health care crisis.
Republicans have argued Affordable Care Act plans are too expensive and need to be overhauled. Some Republicans, like James Lankford of Oklahoma, talked about a short-term extension.
And the challenge for health care right now is the absolute complexity that has been created and the cost that continues to overwhelm.
Health savings accounts in a GOP bill would give money directly to consumers. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Indiana, Republican state senators have voted down a new congressional map created to give the GOP an advantage in next year's election, rejecting a White House pressure campaign. And Kilmer Abrego Garcia has been released from an immigration detention center in Pennsylvania on a federal judge's order. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks set more records on Wall Street, even as a sell-off for Oracle and worries about a possible bubble in AI technology weighed on the market. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 646 points. That's about 1.3%. The Dow and the S&P both set all-time highs. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.3%. Gains for Eli Lilly, banks, and smaller stocks helped offset a steep drop for Oracle. The tech giant fell about 11% after announcing big spending plans on AI that surprised analysts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits jumped last week by 44,000. And mortgage rates have ticked higher, the average 30-year at 6.22%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.